The following presentation is controversial and may be offensive to some audiences. Viewer discretion is advised.
Radio from the heart of America.
The Chad Olson Show. Chad Olson Show.
The Chad Olson Show starts now.
S-O-S.
America is back. Standing tall.
As of now, I am in control here in the White House.
Stupid people are ruining America. It's sad.
I hope it'll be all over television, radio, and the newspapers.
I would like to take all the credit for this, but I can't.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The Chad Olson Show. Chad Olson Show. Hey! Chad Olson Show.
Just breaking this hour, politician, diplomat, four-star general Colin Powell has died of COVID-related complications. This news just breaking right now. Of course, Joey was a family friend. He has served multiple presidents, both sides of the aisle, and was incredibly accomplished on the world stage. Colin Powell dying now of COVID-related complications. His family just released a statement confirming this information.
Yeah, and Colin Powell had a dominant presence in American politics over the course of 30, 40 years. He first came onto the national stage when he went to work for Ronald Reagan, later for George H.W. Bush. He was an integral part of putting strategy together for the first Gulf War and played a pivotal role. He, soon after the first Gulf War, along with Norman Schwarzkopf and others who were seen as being the successful commanders of that very successful effort to take Iraq out of Kuwait and to liberate Kuwait, he became a giant in the Republican Party. And was actually in 95 and into 96, there are many people trying to persuade Colin Powell to run for president against.
The Chad Olson Show.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, in gentler times and in more genteel eras in American history, there's wisdom in that old proverb and that old saw about not speaking ill of the dead. And I flatly plan on ignoring that proverb as we come to the airwaves today, talking about this generation's version of William Westmoreland, this generation's version of Curtis LeMay, with shades of Robert S. McNamara mixed into the mix. Although Donald Rumsfeld would be the clear heir apparent for that title, given the fact that he was McNamara's protege in the falsity and the falsehood and all of the lies and the subterfuge sold to the American people and indeed sold to the world in order to justify the Arab Spring and the rewriting of the Middle Eastern map in order to rewrite the demography of the peaceful Western democracies in Europe, as we've seen in the wake of just the disastrous foreign policy that's been applied to the Middle East in the 21st century, a la the Bush-Cheney neoconservative Koch brothers shaming of not just the Republican Party, but the mainstream establishment of both parties was in favor of destabilizing the Middle East, the project for New American Century that was used in order to rewrite the face of Western Europe and set loose the replacement migration, this concept on the United Nations front, the UNESCO concept of rewriting the demography of not just Western Europe, but all of Western civilization in order to arrive at a population that is more easily slipped into the grinding machine of a totalitarian world government. That is our destination. And the policy all the way from 9/11 until this very moment has been to facilitate and to foster that kind of mass human migration in order to replace European stock in every single nation where it can be found. They don't like us as potential slaves because we have this nasty habit of critical thinking and standing up against tyranny, and that's the history from the Magna Carta to the Constitution to the Declaration of Independence in the United States. We have this nasty habit of believing that everybody deserves not equality of outcome, but equality of opportunity. That's why they're so desperate to rewrite the map of the world, because the demography as it's laid out now means that the middle class in the United States, what remains of it, is the world's greatest impediment to a totalitarian, singular world state, and it has remained that ever since the founding of this nation. They have to rewrite the map of the world, or they have no possibility of instituting the totalitarian monopoly and the monotheism of the state as God that they're trying to put in place around the world. See, they don't wipe God out of existence with no reason. They do that because it is the state, it is the government, it is centralized government that is the new deity, and it is the deity indeed at the center of this COVID-19 monstrosity, the black swan event to crash the Donald Trump economy, to rewrite the 2020 election, and to be able to foster and get back on track the New World Order agenda. So I come not to eulogize Colin Powell. I come not to praise Caesar, but to bury him. I come not to eulogize Colin Powell, but to expose his works as those of a puppet who was in the hands of evil for the entirety of his career and who lied to both through the United Nations and the American people. You think of the sleepy-eyed, absolutely soporific human population that bit off the Niger yellow cake and believed the lies about weapons of mass destruction in Iraq and got us into that just catastrophic, disastrous campaign, the thousands of people dead, the thousands of American servicemen and women killed, and we remove and withdraw our presence with all of the impact and the effect of removing a hand from a lukewarm bucket of water. Absolutely nothing accomplished except the destabilization of the Middle East and the unleashing, as Muammar Gaddafi rightly said, if you take the cork out of the bottle, I am the cork in the bottle, and if you take it out, you're going to paint the entirety of Western Europe black. Those are the words of Muammar Gaddafi, not of yours truly. This is the legacy of Colin Powell. It's the legacy of Dick Cheney. It's the legacy of Liz Cheney. It's the legacy of all of the Koch brothers, America for Prosperity, U.S. Chamber of Commerce idiots who've been in the business of exporting jobs and factories and importing refugees to work for smaller wages. And that's true in every single state where that ideology has been found, and that includes the state of South Dakota, where John Thune and Tim Johnson and Tom Daschle and, they worked for different parties, but they all work for the same machinery in the rewriting of the American economy and this hideous version of a future that we now see emerging, where if you don't get the shot, you don't get to have a job. And if you don't get the shot, you don't get to serve your country in uniform. And if you don't get the shot, well, you may not even be able to go to the grocery store. If you don't get the shot, you are an outcast, you're a leper, you're a modern-day leper in this colony of the damned that's being erected before our very eyes. Why do I include South Dakota in that? The home state, and you run into this misperception and misconception on the part of those who live outside of South Dakota. It's easy to look from, say, Portland, Oregon, or Seattle, Washington, or Los Angeles, California, and think that South Dakota is the finest, most gilded permutation of conservative leadership that you can find across the country. I would suppose that comparatively that's true, but those of us who live here, we know the long lineage and the betrayal of the people who are leaders. People like Dusty Johnson, for example. I've often wondered, if you know anything about Dusty Johnson, he weighs about 125 pounds soaking wet. I've often wondered how a cattle state where the men are men and the cows are the best you'll find, and you get the best steak you're ever going to sink your teeth into, and men are men and women are women, and we don't suffer from transgender bathrooms and all that mess. I've often wondered how a state like South Dakota could send a soy boy to Washington, D.C. But that's neither here nor there. We won't pick on Dusty's size. It's just too easy. But the reality is Dusty Johnson is part of the American for Prosperity, Koch brothers, diminution of the American economy, the betrayal of the American working man and woman, and the liquefaction of our economics into this U.S. Chamber of Commerce ideal. Thankfully, and blessedly so, just as we're seeing challenges to Liz Cheney in Wyoming, challenges to neocons and rhinos across the fruited plain, that's happening in my home state of South Dakota as well, where this program originates. And I'm pleased to welcome to the airwaves by that lengthy and circuitous introduction. I'm pleased to have with me a woman who's running for Congress against Dusty Johnson, going to be his opponent in the upcoming Republican primary. Theoretically, there are other things that may impact that, and we'll get to that conversation as we go today, too. But I'm pleased to welcome South Dakota Representative Taffy Howard to the Shad Olson Show. Taffy, it's great to have you here.
Well, thank you so much for having me here. It's a pleasure and an honor.
And you just recently announced as the as an opponent to Little Dusty in this race. Just your thoughts on what led you to make this decision and what you expect in the coming contest.
Sure. Well, honestly, I was asked by many, many people across the state to consider running for this office. And so, you know, a lot of prayer, a lot of talking to people across the state, the overwhelming groundswell of support kind of pushed me in this direction. And I think the people of South Dakota are just sick and tired of the representation that we're getting in D.C. So
yes,
we're all in. We jumped into the campaign, getting tremendous amount of support so far. So, yeah.
What people don't understand, and I mentioned it and just touched on it briefly, but the outside looking in is that South Dakota is exemplary in the populist message and defending conservative principle and ideal, and yet, to a person in our congressional delegation, they are never Trumpers. They're never MAGA. They have been absolutely an impediment. They were an impediment to the former president voting against the border wall. Dusty Johnson's litany of transgressions, as it were. Just talk about some of the things that he's done that mm-hmm. have been an absolute betrayal of a state that voted 66% for Donald Trump.
Exactly. Well, I think part of the issue in this state is that we are very trusting. And when someone tells us that they're conservative, we tend to believe that.
Yes.
Because, you know, the grassroots, the people of this state are pretty conservative.
Yes.
I like to tell a story. The first year that we were in Pierre, somebody, a fellow legislator, had voted against something. And it was just obviously she took the opposite stand of what a conservative should take. And several of us were giving her a hard time. You know, how could you vote for that? You tell your constituents you're a conservative. And she said, well, nobody pays attention to how you actually vote. So sadly, you know, a lot of times that's true. So we elect somebody who claims to be a conservative.
The truth hurts, I guess, is the thing that comes to mind.
Right.
That's true. Do you think more people are paying better attention as we go?
I think they are. And I think that's thanks to Trump. Because yes. He helped wake everyone up.
Get them to the point where they're paying attention to what people actually do instead of what they say.
Exactly, exactly. But back to what you were saying about Dusty, I mean, from the very beginning, and you know, he walked into this seat because it was a three-way race.
Yes.
Unfortunately.
Yes.
So otherwise, there's no way he would have won in the first place.
And truth be told, and to paint an even finer point on the picture of that 2018 election, he was by far and away arguably the most moderate mm-hmm. of the three candidates.
Exactly.
I ran the campaign for one of the people that was in that race. And in hindsight, I'm left to lament that probably I was used and the people of South Dakota were hoodwinked into splintering and splitting the mm-hmm. conservative base so that Dusty Johnson could get elected. And it looks more and more like that with each passing day. We're exactly. going to continue this conversation. Taffy Howard, our guest, she is a Republican candidate for Congress, an actual Republican candidate for Congress, going to be running against incumbent and swamp creature Dusty Johnson, who we'll get into some of the things he's done. Just a brief sketch of it. He opposed Donald Trump's border wall. He voted for red flag gun confiscation. He voted for the National Defense Authorization Act. Taffy Howard has a distinguished service career as a member of our U.S. military, and I'll have her tell you more about that as we go, but we're gonna dig into the details of a South Dakota congressman who has been not just a Republican in name only, but who's actually governing and voting like a Democrat in his present panoply. Back with more Shad Olson Show, SOS Radio Network.
The Shad Olson Show.
He chose not to do that, but did once again get into the administration, get into the White House in 2001, working as Secretary of State for George W. Bush. And according to a post on Facebook, Mika, the Powell family broke the news this morning.
The first, by the way, African-American Secretary of State. And
the Shad Olson Show. Shad Olson Show. Shad Olson Show.
January of 2020, you wrote an article titled COVID-19, Born in North Carolina, Sold to Wuhan Lab, Optimized for Pandemic Spread. You wrote that in January of 2020.
Everything that we saw Donald Trump succeed at, they were desperate to derail. And they did it with COVID-19. I say it to my audience all the time, and I'm going to say it to yours. The virus is the election fraud. The virus is the election fraud.
Again, you wrote this article January 2020. You called it before anybody had imprinted it. You were banned. You were canceled. You were trashed. You were lied about. Google algorithm was changed because of Shad Olson. I mean, because yes. You nailed it, brother, and everybody knew it.
This was their Hail Mary for the end zone to try to get Donald Trump out of office. Can you imagine Joe Biden running around the country having to campaign against 2.8% unemployment? And a GDP growth rate of 4.5%, absolutely an impossibility. The Chinese and the deep state collaborated, and they absolutely made it happen.
And it's just now coming out such that congressmen, representatives and senators, they're all talking about it. Gain of function research. You mentioned that over and over.
But we're talking about this gain of function research that was transferred from the University of North Carolina, given to the Wuhan laboratory. Those relationships are absolutely documented. They are on record. Anthony Fauci, Dr. Robert Redfield, Francis Collins, National Institutes of Health, Xi Jing Li, the bat coronavirus lady there at the Wuhan lab, Xing Yi Gai, and Zheng Li Li. They are all complicit.
You wrote about it in January 2020. January 13th, your article was released, and it nailed it.
Because without the virus, there is no justification. There is no transliteration. There is no ability to alter every single bit of procedure so that they could have unlimited ballot fraud and unlimited stacks of these ballot drop boxes and the insertion of these strange and mysterious Biden-only ballots that were delivered to the election counting centers in the dark of night on election night. There is no ability to do that without COVID-19. The virus is the 2020 election fraud.
Shad, listen, your ability to investigate, your ability to prognosticate, your ability to explain. Thank you for this. And it's astounding that you wrote about this in January 2020.
This is the SOS Radio Network. SOS.